So right now I'm talking about Expressions Dance Company, which presents The Dinner Party, a contemporary dance work set at a dinner table. The party, hosted by an influential young man, takes a turn towards turmoil. As we see power collide with greed, ambition, and jealousy, The Dinner Party comments on society's insatiable desire for control and status. On the line to tell us a little bit more about the work is featured dancer Josephine Wiese, who plays the insecure party girl. Good morning, Josephine. Can you start by telling us a little bit more about your character? I feel it's a little bit of a relatable one for a lot of people who've been to a party at any time.
Yeah, sure. So basically, my character was originally two separate people. So there was an insecure girl and a party girl. And now that we're reworking this show, both characters have been merged into one, which is my character, the insecure party girl. And so she starts off quite awkward and timid and really a bit frigid and scared to interact with the other guests. And then maybe throughout the night after a couple of champagnes or, you know, whatever, she starts relaxing a little bit and then ends up dancing on the table and having a good fun time. So, yeah, it's quite fun to play a character with such a big progression.
Yeah, that's a huge transformation.
Yeah.
And so your character obviously interacts with everyone else at the dinner party. Can you give us a little bit of an overview about the other kind of people who are in attendance?
Yeah, so we've got the hostess, and she's sort of quietly holds the most power and status, and the host is the main sort of character in the show, and he's sort of controlling everyone and really wants to put his mark down, that he sort of owns them. So it's really interesting watching between the host and the hostess there too. There's sort of turmoil and the power play. They're trying to always outdo each other. And then there's the lover. So she's a younger woman and the host sort of ends up having an affair with her, and the hostess finds out and it gets a bit sticky. And so there's lots of drama. And then also there's the rival who, and he's sort of another younger man but more experienced, and he's about to sort of take over the host and derail him, and he's wanting to claim the power and over all the guests and the people, and he does a big solo on the table sort of trying to make his point. And then the last character is the wannabe. So he's a much younger man and sort of trying, he's looking up to these older two men, the host and the rival, trying to be them, and gets manipulated a lot by the host. And there's a really interesting puppet duet that happens where the host is sort of puppeteering him and manipulating his body. There's a lot of like different dynamics and things going on there. So it makes it really interesting throughout the show to watch all of these little collides of characters and, yeah.
Yeah, and central to this narrative, which you kind of alluded to there, is a huge kind of amount of power play and idea of control and greed and all that kind of stuff. Why do you think that is well explored through the view of a dinner party, if that makes sense?
I think it's really relatable for people to see that sort of thing, because I guess in modern society, having these interactions with people, or, you know, if you're out at a party, you're meeting new people and you're sort of sizing each other up and seeing if you would get along or whatever. And it's kind of, it's really interesting because it's making a more amplified comment on these things that actually happen every day, or, you know, behind all the niceties and the dinner party etiquette, you know, these things that people can be thinking underneath, and that sort of really gets amplified and really goes there and gets explored in the dinner party. So, yeah.
And this work is obviously a contemporary dance work. Can you give us a little bit more of an idea of the type of movement or the style of dance that you're exploring this story through?
Yeah, sure. So we have some motifs that sort of occur throughout the show. So we're sitting all around the table, and we do a lot of like little hand gestures almost to symbolize that we're eating or shuffling cutlery around. And then later on, once it starts moving a bit more, we have a lot of really big duets and exhilarating lifts where people are jumping off the table. And so it's really, there's an element of circus almost in it, and athleticism that really drives it. So there's lots of huge leaps, and alongside with the music, it's just very dramatic and
yeah, for a dramatic really a setting.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun to play, and also having to use the face as well in to really portray the character. So there's a lot of expression throughout it, and you can really follow each character in their journey through the movement and their portrayal of the character. Yeah.
And central to dance is obviously music. What is this set to? What's the accompanying music for the dinner party?
So we've got about, it was collaborated together and performed live once it, when it was first premiered in 2015. So it's a live orchestra recording, and originally the show was a much longer piece. So we've taken a couple of the pieces out, pieces of music out, but it's really lovely classical music and orchestral. There's some Romeo and Juliet in there, and it's a really big collaboration of different pieces that were performed live, so it's really nice to get that mixture and be playing with so many different pieces of music, but also in a classical way to really match the movement.
So the narrative is obviously super interesting and perhaps very relatable for a lot of people. In an ideal world, how would you want audiences to respond to this work, or what would you like them to take away from your performance?
I guess you never want to put too much of a prescription on audiences so that they can have that freedom of interpretation and take away from it what they like, which is nice in this instance, because there's a really clear storyline and people can sort of choose what they want to read into that and how far they want to go with each character. So even though it is quite clear and you can sort of see the heartbreak and the jealousy and, you know, the wannabe wanting to step up and all these different sort of collisions between the roles, it still has room for interpretation and how far you can read into the things. So, yeah. I wouldn't prescribe necessarily what people would want to get out of it, but it's with a very clear storyline. It's nice to know what's going on, but also have a bit of room for your own personal interpretation.
100%. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. The show sounds wonderful.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
No problem.